Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Marlene Lockhart and I talk with one of the top lobbyists in the state, Jim Wadhams. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, things get fiery with Dick Gamet, John Sandy IV, and Elisa Caffarata. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Jim Wadhams. He's an attorney at law, and he is also one of the top lobbyists in the state. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. I conducted an interview this past week with Sheila Leslie and Greg Brower, and it seemed to sum up the way the legislative session is going to go in discussions with them. Sheila Leslie talking about the need for increased revenue for the state, looking at Washoe County schools, for example, going to need an extra $50 million beyond the $600 million that the governor's already said he's going to keep in taxes. Greg Brower saying, well, we have to look at where the economy is. Your thoughts on this and as we head towards this next session, which is just around the corner.
Sam, it's a pleasure to be back on your show. I think, quite frankly, that crystallizes what's going to be the major debate in this legislative session. I think the struggle for additional revenue and funding as Nevada begins to come out of this recession is going to be a critical question. I'm not sure that the additional revenue from lifting the sunsets is going to be sufficient.
Jim, you represent mining, among other clients, but mining has had a huge target on its back now for several sessions, and some say that mining should pay more than they do now, and there's several pieces of legislation floating through the process. Do you support a different tax structure and taking a look at the whole tax structure rather than just targeting your own industry?
Well, as Marlene, as you know, I don't just represent mining, but I'm happy to answer that question. I think, and I've been following Nevada since 1975, our tax structure really pivots on the gaming industry. That is the economic driver. The recent suggestions that mining should pay more sort of overlooked that in 1989. Marlene, as you and Sam will recall, we actually tripled the tax on minerals in the Constitution. So the suggestion that mining doesn't pay enough really is kind of just a distraction from how do we stabilize the tax structure so that it doesn't have the wild fluctuations that follow the effect that the economy has on tourism. So I think it's a legitimate issue, but I think that it sort of begs the question, if we're going to stabilize or increase the stability of our tax system, we can't go from tourism to a commodity and then hope that that solves the problem. That won't do it.
And one of the problems with that, of course, is that at some point the price of gold and silver and other minerals is going to go down. I mean, isn't that a natural cycle?
Well, that cycle has been proven over the years, and as the economy improves, I suspect that we'll see the dollar strengthen, and that will reduce the price of gold all by itself. At the beginning of this century, that is in about 2000, the price of gold was in the $200 range, and the industry was pretty much stagnant. So, again, focusing on one industry just replicates the problem that we've had over the last several decades of focusing exclusively on gaming.
You know, it's interesting you bring up that point because the dollar is so weak that is making gold and other commodities much higher value. But as you look at the Fed saying that they're not going to raise interest rates through 2015, doesn't that almost guarantee that for at least the next 3 years we're going to see very strong prices in these commodities?
Well, that may be, and again, I'm not suggesting that prices are not high. That doesn't seem to me to be the issue. The argument that the antagonists make is that gold mining companies are making huge profits, therefore they should pay more. And as you know, we don't have an income tax. We don't have a corporate income tax, and so it's kind of disingenuous to say somebody's making a profit, therefore the state ought to get part of that when we don't step up and consider a corporate income tax.
Well, Jim, to get back to the overall tax structure, as you know, the legislature has not acted and made any major changes in some time, and now we have the initiative petition for the margins tax. Do you support the margins tax as a way to get after a corporate business tax?
I think it probably is, Marlene. It is a form of a corporate or a business tax. I'm not sure that a margins tax is necessarily the best way to go, since it taxes the first dollar, the last dollar, and every dollar, whether the company is making a dollar or not. I understand the process, but hopefully that will open up some discussion early in the legislative session to talk about the different types of taxation and the effect it can have on the economy, because I think the other side of what Sam said in his intro is equally important. We don't want to create taxes that are going to slow down or maybe even stop the recovery coming out of this recession.
All right, let's take a break. More with Jim Wadhams when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
There are 47% of the people who vote for the president no matter what, who are dependent upon government, who believe that they are victims, who believe that government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe that they are entitled to health care, to food, to housing, to you name it. And they will vote for this president no matter what. And so my job is not to worry about those people. I'll never convince them that they should take personal responsibility and care for their lives.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jim Wadhams, one of the top lobbyists in the state. It's interesting, Jim, as people always look at the tax situation in Nevada as being unstable, and I always say, okay, so tell me which state has the most stable form of revenue. Can you think of one that has, that will survive all the ups and downs?
Well, I can't think of one that structurally has that, but I do think that part of the answer is in a diversification of our business base. I mean, our primary activity in this state, everything seems to spin off of what we are now calling tourism, but it's the gaming and associated industry, and we've got to find a way of attracting additional businesses. I think this current governor is working very hard to do that so that we can broaden the business base so that for example, 9/11, when they stopped airplane flights coming into Las Vegas and Nevada generally, we saw a huge hit to our tourism business. So I think that we have to have a revenue system that is not so totally generated off of tourism and then the attendant sales tax. It probably does look for a broader-based tax, and there's not any mysteries in what those are. They just need to be looked at early in a legislative session and considered.
Okay, would you be specific about that?
Sure. I mean, I think broad-based taxes, if you have as broad a possible base, you can minimize the burden, and then nobody carries a disproportionate share. So certainly the broad property tax before 1981, that was the primary basis of revenue for the state. I'm not necessarily advocating that, but that's something that the legislature should consider. A corporate income tax. As you know, we have a ban in the Constitution on a personal income tax, but there is no ban on a business income tax. That would broaden the base. But we end up sort of not stepping up to those additional considerations, and then we say, well, is it going to be gaming or mining or a little bit of both? And the state doesn't seem to be able to sustain itself on that one tax, much less adding the other.
Jim, I wanted to switch to an issue of real importance to Northern Nevada, and that's the development of Nevada Copper in Yerington and Lyon County. And as you are well aware, that has hit a snag with Senator Reid wanting a portion of that bill to go to Wilderness. How do you feel about that demand on this particular piece of legislation? And do you feel he's unfairly holding up the bill that would create a number of new jobs in the mining industry?
About 600.
Well, I think it's a really important question, and Senator Reid, I think, has served Nevada for a number of years, both in the Senate and in the House of Representatives, and has clearly been an advocate of identifying additional lands in Nevada that can be preserved. So the fact that it might be attached to assistance for the development of this copper mine is probably just a coincidence of the opportunity. that was presented rather than an attempt to slow down this development. But the 600 jobs are not just for the mining industry. That really represents 600 jobs for the entire state, and then the vendors and suppliers that would work in those and serve those projects. It has a multiplier effect that's tremendously helpful. So I would hope that those issues can be carefully worked through, and that that opportunity for that development in Yarrington can go forward.
What do you think about Comstock Mining down there near Gold Hill, up near Virginia City? They made their first pour this weekend. What do you think about that project?
Well, you know, that really creates an interesting question, because the old Comstock Mining District is historical, and it's historical for several reasons, because one, it's part of the inception of our statehood, and two, it really is a period of time before reclamation was required. And so it's one of the last historical places where you can see the remnants of mining. So I understand the tension between the reinvigoration of a mining activity and the preservation of that historical setting, that historical ambiance, but the economic activity seems to be supported by the counties that are attendant to that broadly, and I think it's going to be something that we got to be careful. If we shut off development opportunity, we stagnate.
And isn't it great to have a living history? I mean, with the right thinking, you could turn that into a great tourist destination. Here you have historical mining and current mining. So I think that in some ways that might be a good thing, but I know there are others that disagree. That's where we have to leave it, my friend. Look forward to talking to you more before the session. It's going to be a very interesting and exciting session coming up. Thank you very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
There are 47% of the people who vote for the president no matter what, who are dependent upon government, who believe that they are victims, who believe that government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe that they are entitled to health care, to food, to housing, to you name it. And they will vote for this president no matter what. And so my job is not to worry about those people. I'll never convince them that they should take personal responsibility and care for their lives.
Hiring the right attorney will protect you and give you peace of mind. Don't take a chance that the insurance company will treat you fair. I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. In my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
Washburn offers you the lowest carpet prices. So when you're shopping price, make sure you compare apples to apples. The other guys use prices by the square foot. Why? The price sounds lower. Washburn prices are based on a square yard, and we'll help you with the math. You'll see our prices are lower. Also, the other guys only give you the price of the carpet. Why? The price sounds lower. At Washburn, one low price includes everything. Carpet, pad, installation, and removal of the old carpet. So come to Washburn, where you'll always find first quality carpets for less.
Dean Heller, Wall Street's favorite senator. Heller voted to protect tax breaks for Wall Street corporations that move American jobs to India and China. And for Wall Street millionaires, another massive tax cut. But for Nevada middle-class families, Heller voted to raise taxes. And he turned Medicare into a voucher program, which would increase out-of-pocket costs by $6,400. Dean Heller. Breaks for Wall Street millionaires, bad for Nevada families. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
So you can't save money? That's easy as pie. Brown bagging lunch instead of going out. $6 save times 5 days a week times 10 years is $21,000. That's a lot of lettuce. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feedthepig.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great power pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney, Alisa Cafferata, lobbyist with Planned Parenthood, and John Sandy IV, attorney with Jones Vargas. Pleasure to have you all here. Wanted to start off on a topic we don't usually address on this program, but Hugo Chavez has injected himself into our elections. Dick Gamick has some thoughts.
Yeah, the Venezuelan dictator has now endorsed President Obama. President Obama has made the comments that this man is no threat to the United States, and yet this is the same guy who is courting Hezbollah, has Hezbollah in his country. Hezbollah, in case everybody forgets, is the same organization that blew up the Marine barracks a few years ago, killing numerous Marines and Americans. Mr. Chavez is involved with shipping fuel to Syria, and he's also involved in narcotics trafficking and the Colombia drug cartels, which is creating quite a problem
in this
country.
But he is also a major supplier of gasoline to the United States. The Citgo system is all supplied from Venezuela, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, if he's still doing it, but for quite a while, he was supplying free gasoline to the people of Brooklyn, New York. So we have a very interesting relationship with Mr. Chavez, if all those things that you say are true.
Well, that all comes out of the Baltimore Sun, so I'm going to put some credibility behind it.
Do you want to address this?
I was at the Republican National Convention, and what this sort of points to me is there was only one sort of foreign policy hour, which was Condoleezza Rice and John McCain speaking about foreign policy. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see the final debate, which will be on foreign policy issues, because it's not really candidate Romney's strong suit. So it'll be very
fascinating. Or the American public's strong suit.
Oh, no, they're not that interested. Although, you know, if you watch Condoleezza Rice, it was riveting, but she's just brilliant, so.
But she says she's not going to run for president. Okay, we're taping this.
She wants to be the baseball commissioner. That's what she wants.
Smart woman. Okay, we're taping this on Tuesday, the 2nd of October, so it is one day before the first debate. What needs to be done at this debate? And bear in mind, John Sandy, as you answer this, that this is going to be played on TV and radio this weekend. So if you screw up right now,
lots of pressure. No pressure at all. Well, I mean, if you go by the candidates, each individual camp, so I don't think there's a lot of expectations from either one of them.
But that's phony, right?
Of course it's phony. I mean, you set it up, and honestly, if you look at it, I think Mitt Romney, as he made his way through the Republican primary, and Obama is obviously a fantastic orator. They are both very skilled and talented debaters. I think we're going to be in for quite a show, actually. I think it's going to be one of the more entertaining debates that we've seen coming from the Heller and Berkeley debate to something that has a little bit more substance on domestic issues, which Mitt Romney is a little bit better at conveying his message than he would be on foreign policy. And I think Obama is masterful in his own right. So I'm anticipating something that's going to be very entertaining.
Well, Mitt Romney, rightly has won many, many debates in this election cycle, but as Jon Stewart on The Daily Show pointed out, look at who he was debating against. And it was pretty funny to watch that clip if people want to go back and look at that. So how do you think that bears into this? It's a lot different being on the stage with the President of the United States.
I'm hoping to see Mitt Romney fire up. We talked about that a couple of months ago, about him getting some fire to him. And
what happened, Dick? It's 2 months later.
He's still pretty level. And he just, I'd like to see him get some fire. I'd like to see him show some feeling, show some passion in what he believes in, and go with that. You'd say the president's pretty good in foreign policy. I have a real tough time with the president in foreign policy. He stood over the bodies of four Americans that were just recently killed. And did he express outrage? Did he express anything else on these murders except we're the peace leaders of the world? And I'm just going, come on. There's four American bodies laying there. I didn't know four Americans had been killed, and we talked about this before. And that is just absolutely outrageous, and the man should have been at least indignant. I'm not saying we go right to war because of all the stuff that was going on, but he should have taken some stance against these folks.
But that's never been his response. He's not an emotional responder.
No drama Obama.
Right. No drama Obama. And the other thing is, what's interesting to me is, you know, if you look at the opinion polls, the American public now trusts Democrats more on both the economy and foreign policy, which used to be the cornerstones of the Republican Party. So I think, you know, that the Republicans are really in trouble. They got to step up their story. And yeah, I think you're right. I think candidate Romney needs to bring some passion, but also some better crafted solutions and a compelling story. And I actually think they're both terrible debaters. You know, if you remember back in 08, it was Hillary Clinton that was the amazing person in the debates. It's not President Obama's best format. He's best when he can get going. And when he gets interrupted, I think he doesn't do well. And I think the same thing is true for Romney. And it's going to be hard for both of them to tell a compelling story.
I think that's a fair enough critique. To the point about Romney showing passion, I don't know if I necessarily want to see him passionate. I want to see him more personable. I don't think that passion and fire and brimstone is his strong suits. But I think what he's been lacking this whole campaign is somebody that can, the average guy can relate to. And I would like to see a little bit more personality from him through the debate.
Dick, and I say this humorously, Don Imus said several months ago that if you can come on and say that you killed Osama bin Laden and sing like Al Green, you're going to take the presidency. Do you think we're going to see the president singing at any of these debates?
Oh, I think he'll do a lot of that.
Singing?
Not, you mean literally or figuratively?
That was Al Green's birthday. Come on, that was a special
occasion. I'm just going to leave this right here. For people on the radio, you need to go watch this online and just see the look on some of the people's faces at this table. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Bed linens cleaned as low as $20. Go to BobbyPages.com for a location near you.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
There are 47% of the people who vote for the president no matter what, who are dependent upon government, who believe that they are victims, who believe that government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe that they're entitled to health care, to food, to housing, to you name it. And they will vote for this president no matter what. And so my job is not to worry about those people. I'll never convince them that they should take personal responsibility and care for their lives.
Inventors, do you have an idea for a new product or invention but don't know what to do next? Are you interested in trying to submit your idea to companies for a good faith review and in applying for a patent? If so, InventHelp has free information to help you get started. InventHelp is America's largest inventor service firm with sales offices in major cities nationwide. Call the toll-free number now to see how to get this information. The information includes a form for confidentiality and to record and date your idea, plus materials that explain how to try to submit your idea to companies through InventHelp's databank and how to apply for a patent. InventHelp even offers a virtual invention prototype service. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product, you'll want to call for InventHelp's information.
Call the number on your screen. Don't miss out. Call now.
Check out the new and improved My News 4 app. Get story updates, breaking news, weather forecasts, and more. Share stories by email, social media, or text. Download the all-new My News 4 app at the iTunes App Store or the Android Market today. The Fact Finder team, only on News 4.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, the economic cliff. Are we going to fall off it or not? We'll talk to Tom Cargill, professor of economics at the University of Nevada. See you.